For nearly a decade, social justice activists have struggled to get fair wages for Florida's tomato harvesters. They have tried protesting, marching, and chanting in front of public stores to get the grocery giant to pay their suppliers a penny more per pound for tomatoes. But this weekend, the activists decided to use a more personal approach to talk to managers as customers. Heather Vega says that because of public support, some supermarket chains have started to sell what is known as fair trade coffee. She hopes stores in Tampa Bay will consider fair trade when it comes to Florida-grown farm fresh tomatoes.
It's true. I think you have to start with something, you know?
Yeah.
You do. You do. And they started with fair trade coffee, with their own brand of fair trade coffee.
And what's funny is that on the package of their fair trade coffee, hey, Siegel. It basically has a description of what that fair trade coffee means, that it means that the workers are going to work under fair conditions and have fair wages. Well, isn't that exactly what we're looking for?
Amanda Slyby from the Tampa Bay Fair Food says that tomatoes are one of the major produce items grown and picked in Florida, and that Publix won't commit to the agreement with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers to extend fair food principles onto the Florida tomato industry.
There's 9 cases of slavery in the state of Florida to date. 2 of them in particular were Pacific and Six L's, and Publix actually continued buying their tomatoes and then tried to say, oh, well, we stopped buying our tomatoes from them. But yet they won't commit to this agreement with the CIW, which says they'll cut their purchases from tomatoes where slavery is found.
Volunteers purchase tomatoes at 3 stores and then ask store managers to hear their message.
I wanted to know, do you know where these tomatoes come from?
Yeah, they're from Palmetto, Florida. They're distributed by Pacific. And Pacific is a grower that's had cases of slavery of migrant farm workers involved in on different farms in Florida. I just wanted to express my concern that this is being sold in your store. I really hate that you're selling things that involve people being enslaved for their labor. I think that's really undignifying, and I really hate that you're selling exploitative products, so I want my money back for that. And I really want you to think about the fact that your store is selling, you're profiting off of other people's poverty, other people's exploitation.
One store manager refused to hear their concerns and called for security, while the other 2 managers said that they would forward an official letter to the store's headquarters in Lakeland.
And my personal reason why I want to return this particular tomato is that in Florida, as maybe you've heard, there have been 9 cases of forced labor, of literal real slavery. Unfortunately, that still happens today. And Publix, after one of the most recent slavery cases, they continue to purchase tomatoes. After it was federally prosecuted, continue to purchase from 2 different farms.
Amanda Slyby from Tampa Bay Fair Food says that they started to organize themselves a year ago in response to Publix's refusal to dialogue with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. The Coalition of Immokalee Workers is an organization whose members are largely Latino, Haitian, and Mayan Indian immigrant workers located about 2.5 hours drive south. The community organizer's goal is to raise awareness of the working conditions on tomato farms
and to take direct action on that by doing what we did today, going directly to the managers of the stores, voicing our concerns. And in the past, we've also done marches and protests. And again, this is to keep pressure on Publix, knowing that one day that they will come to the table and they will take the responsibility of thinking about where it is their produce is coming from. And the only way they're ever going to do that is if they see that there's concern in their customers.
Heather Vega says that they will continue to pressure stores to change their policies on fair trade.
You know, it's not something that most people know about, or if they do hear about it, they choose to kind of keep it tucked away and so that they don't have a guilty conscience. And those of us here today who decided to take action, we really took it to heart. You know, we're not trying to pretend like we didn't hear about it, and we feel that it's our responsibility now that we have this knowledge to act on it, and that the only way to stop it is if we really raise more awareness among consumers and get corporations to also take responsibility.
Heather Vega says that they will continue to pressure stores to change their policies on fair trade.
we find different ways to continue the pressure, keep on sending out the message. So who knows what we'll come up with next, but we still want to use this dance routine and these lyrics that we've had to use for other things. And, you know, we do presentations, we've gone to conferences, we've been in different classrooms, and, you know, education is a big part of this campaign. It's first making people conscious, even know that this exists. Then after that, you're left with this information. You're like, what do I do with it? You know? So as Tampa Bay Fair Food, we're busy.
We were unable to reach Publix's spokesperson before the deadline. In the past, they have said Publix will pay the market value for the goods, but that price needs to be negotiated between the workers and the growers or packers. You can listen to our previous reports about farm workers' struggles for economic justice on our website, wmnf.org/news. From St. Petersburg, I'm Andrea Lipka, reporting for WMNF News.